This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You hear all the time, especially in an election year, that Washington, D.C. is beholden to special interests. Commentator Robert Samuelson says that's absolutely true. It's just not the special interests you're thinking of.
Contrary to popular wisdom, the rich don't control Washington. The poor and the middle class do. This will surprise most Americans. We've been conditioned to believe that Washington is a den of corruption, overrun by well-paid lobbyists and lawyers who manipulate government policies to favor the rich and corporate interests. Ordinary Americans don't stand a chance against this juggernaut. But look at what the government actually does, and a completely different picture emerges. Ron Haskins, a scholar at the Brookings Institution, recently presented some fascinating figures on government spending. From 1980 to 2011, yearly outlays for the 10 largest programs for the poor went from $126 billion to $626 billion in inflation-adjusted dollars. Then there are the programs aimed primarily at the middle class. The biggest, of course, are Social Security and Medicare. Put together, all these programs accounted for almost 60% of total federal spending in 2011. Meanwhile, what about the rich and the well-to-do? Well, they're paying for almost all of that spending. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the richest fifth of Americans pay nearly 70% of all federal taxes. The point is not that the rich are victims. Their lawyers and lobbyists often do secure beneficial tax breaks, subsidies, and regulatory preferences. But focusing mainly on these victories distorts our picture of government. Our problem is not that the rich have taken over government. Our problem is that politicians, on the left and the right, are doling out money to everyone, particularly the poor and the middle class. That's why our budget deficits are so huge and so intractable.
Robert Samuelson is a columnist for The Washington Post. His most recent book is called The Great Inflation and Its Aftermath.